So we're talking about what steps can a person do to change the status of pas from the bracha of hamoitzi into the bracha of reimen emezonos. So we mentioned yesterday, if it's a kazayas of pas, there's nothing which you can do to it which is going to change it. If it's not a kazayas of pas, so there are many things which halacha says change what's called toyar lechem, the appearance of bread. So sometimes it looks, we're looking at the actual physical appearance. Sometimes we're looking at halachically what has the status of toyar lechem. As we mentioned last week, one of the five conditions for the bracha of hamoitzi is toyar lechem. So one of the examples in halacha where something changes the status is bishul, is cooking. And halacha, we look at deep frying, which means it's submerged in oil, the same status as cooking. So a person would take matzah brei. So he takes his matzahs and he soaks in a little bit of egg and a little bit of oil, and then he breaks it into pieces and he fries it. So if he deep fries it, or if you take French toast and in pieces less than a kazayas, I'm talking about less than a kazayas, and he deep fries it, so now the bracha is no longer hamoitzi, the bracha is brei ben emezonos. If he doesn't deep fry it, he pan fries it. So then halacha depends. If it's just a very minimal, a little bit of oil, just enough that it shouldn't burn, that's considered baking, and it does not change the status of the bracha of the hamoitzi, of the matzah or of the bread. If it is frying, which means there's a nice amount of oil in there, but it's not submerged. So that's a machloikas in halacha, whether that changes it from the status of hamoitzi to mezonos or not. Therefore, it is preferred that a person should only eat such a type of a food in a bread meal. He's had hamoitzi already, and he's eating it in the bread meal. So a person has matzah brei, and the pieces are less. Each piece is less than a kazayas. There's no piece in there which is a kazayas. And you fry it in a pan with a decent amount of oil, not just a very minimal amount of oil. So now we have a machloikas and halacha what its bracha is, and it's best to only eat that wash on a matzah, or wash on bread if it's not Pesach, and you're eating matzah right now on Pesach. Wash on hamoitzi, say hamoitzi, eat that during the meal, and then bench at the end of the meal, because the machloikas is how you look at that. That's one example. We'll talk about other examples in the coming few more days of other ways you can change the bracha of hamoitzi into mezonos. She'll be at 9:10. Have a good morning.